Hello and welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. I am Emma.
And I am Daniel. Today we are going to talk about a local story that might seem a bit unexpected for an aerospace podcast, but it's a great example of how our industry is connected to all kinds of sectors.
I see, so what is this story about?
It's about a man named Dave Butchen, who finally got to collect his prize bike after a long wait.
Oh, interesting. So what's so special about this bike?
Well, the bike is a Hope HB130 mountain bike worth £6,000. Dave won it in a draw at MAC 2022.
Wow, that is so cool. But why is it relevant to our aerospace industry?
Because the company that made the bike, Hope Technology, is actually based in Barnoldswick, Lancashire. That's not too far from here.
Oh right, I see. And Dave Butchen is connected to the aerospace industry too.
Yes, he works at Monolution, which is a specialist machining business that serves high-level industry sectors including aerospace.
Fascinating. So his job involves working with precision machining. That must be quite a skill.
Absolutely, and it's interesting to note that Hope Technology's connection to the aerospace industry goes beyond just Dave Butchen receiving a bike.
Oh right, so what else is Hope Technology involved in?
They produce aftermarket components in high volumes for export around the world. These parts include cranks, yokes, brake calipers, and even the carbon fiber molds for their bikes.
Wow, that is impressive. And how does that connect to the aerospace industry?
The connection is through their long-standing partnership with Ceratizit UK and Ireland. Together, they ensure that these parts are produced as efficiently as possible and to the highest quality standards.
That makes sense. So they use high-tech solutions to maintain production quality and efficiency.
Exactly. They use the latest in vending solutions, the Ceratizit TOM 840 system, which can store up to 840 individual items and remotely monitored with seamless reordering of tools as they are used.
That sounds like something we would see in aerospace manufacturing.
It definitely is. And it's interesting to see how the same kind of technology and processes that we use in aerospace are being applied in other industries.
Right, and Dave Butchen's story shows how these connections can lead to unexpected but positive outcomes.
Yes, and despite the delay in collecting his bike due to work pressures, and the fact that each Hope HB130 is hand-built in Barnoldswick with only 4 bikes produced each week, Dave said it was worth waiting for.
That's a great quote. It really shows the value of patience and quality.
Definitely, and it's a good reminder that in our industry, quality and precision are always worth the wait.
Well, Daniel, that was an interesting story.
Yes, it really showed how our industry is connected to other sectors in ways we might not always expect.
And it's a great example of how the technologies we use in aerospace can be applied in other fields.
Absolutely, and it's also a reminder that behind every high-tech product, there are skilled people working hard to ensure quality and precision.
Well, that's it for today's episode of the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News.
Thanks for listening. Until next time, stay safe and keep flying high.